Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Lezu Achas. To this Isha, to this woman, she had one kan, so two birds total. Lezu Shtayim. To the next woman, she had two kinim, so four birds total. Lezu Shalosh. The next woman had three kinim, six birds total. Lezu Arba. This one, she had four kinim, eight birds total. Lezu Chamesh. The next woman had five kinim, 10 birds total. Lezu Shesh. The next woman had six kinim, 12 birds total. Lezu Sheva, the next woman had seven kinim, 14 birds total. Now, v'kulan stumos. In these cases over here, they're all going to be stumos, where the bailim, the woman, did not stipulate which one's the chadas, which one's the ola. Parach, one bird flies off, min harishona lishnia, from the kan of the first to the two kinim of the second. And then, from the two kinim of the second, a bird flies off lishlisha, to the three kinim of the third. And then from the kinim of the third, a bird flies off l'rviyas, to the four kinim of the fourth. And then from the kinim of the fourth, l'chamishis, to the five kinim of the fifth. And then from the fifth to the l'shishis, to the sixth, a bird flies off to the sixth kinim of the sixth. And then from the sixth, a bird flies off l'shviyas, to the seventh kinim of the seventh. And then, chazar, uparach gozal, and then a bird flies off from the seventh kinim of the seventh, back to the sixth kinim of the sixth. And then from the sixth kingdom of the sixth, back to the five kingdom of the fifth. And then from the five kingdom of the fifth, back to the four kingdom of the fourth. And then from the four kingdom of the fourth, back to the three kingdom of the third. And then from the three kingdom of the third, back to the two kingdom of the second. And then from the two kingdom of the second, back to the one khan of the first. So posel, echad ba'al yichasai v'echad ba'chazirasai. Hagozal ha-pareach, the bird that's flying, it'll posel Bahal Yichasa as it departs one bird, and the Rein Bachazas as it returns, it passes one bird. But Malkum Shaparach Pusham, from the place that it had left from, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. So it comes out, Harishona, the first Khan to the first woman, Vihashniya, and the two Kinim to the second woman, Elam Klum, they have nothing left to be Makriv. The first one loses everything, loses her one Khan, immediately once the bird flies off from her Khan to the second lady. Why? Because the bird that's left behind becomes puzzle automatically. Because if you bring it as an ola, how you cover hagozel shapar comes out the bird that flew away is a chatas. All you mikrivu chatas if you bring is a chatas comes out the bird that flew away is an ola. Lo yuklulahak of menakinim shenis ariv behen, and you cannot be mak from the kinim that got mixed up in ella half as a chatas and half as an ola. Like we explained in the previous mishnah, a chatas that gets mixed into chova. We only make kosher the number of chatas in that chova. The chen and ola that gets mixed into a chova. Ain kosher ela kaminyan the olos in that chova. So right away, the first one is going to be out of the scenario. Of afashnia, and the second lady as well. Hefsida shnei kinea. She loses both of her kinim. Achas, one, bahalichas ha-goizel imenel. She's by a bird flying from her to the third lady. She loses that kan. And then Ushni, the second Khan, Bachaziras HaGozel Mimena L'Rishona, with the bird returning from it to the first. Because we're concerned, Shema HaGozolos, maybe the birds that flew off, Hayushne Gozolos Mishla, both birds were of her own. V'Nish'arula Mikineh Elishne Gozolos, all she has left now is two birds. And if she's mock of them, one is the Chatas, one is an Ola. Shema, maybe the birds that flew off from her, Yugavudeli brought both of them as a chatas, or both of them as an ola. And then you'll have three chataos, or three olos, coming from just two kinim. Pari ein lahav, you cannot bring from two kinim. Only all you can bring is from two kinim is two chataos and two olos alone. So therefore comes out that the second lady will also lose both of her kinim. Hashlishis, that the third lady that had three kinim, yesh la'acha, she'll be left with one khan to be brought. Goes la'acha, one bird as a chatas, one bird as an ola. Why Levishev said because she lost two of her kinim. Khan Achas, one she lost with the halicha of the bird leading from it to the fourth, and then one Khan she lost with the returning of the bird, the mana from it to the second. The Av Khan, here to the reason is, Shechoshim were concerned. Shema HaGozol Shepocha Bimena, that's the birds that flew off from her, Hayu Shni Gozol Mishla, that both of those birds were hers. And therefore, Velunash Aru Mikana Allah Arba Gozol, all she left from her kinim are four birds. And she's makriv two of them as a chatas and two of them as an ola, there's a concern that maybe the birds that flew off, both of them were brought as a chatas, or both of them were brought as an ola, and then comes out, she's bringing from three kinim, four chatos, or from three kinim, four olos, and that can't be done. Haravias, the fourth lady, they had four, Shahila, she had four kinim, Yeshla, Shtam, she's only left with two. Hachamish is the fifth one that had five kinim, Yeshla, Shal, she left with three. Hashish is the sixth one that she had six kinim, Yeshla, Arba, she has four. So basically, they're all losing two kinim. Now, the first one couldn't even lose two kinim, so he's automatically out of the parsha. The second one that had two kinim loses both of them. So first and second are both out. Three, four, five, and six are all losing two kinim each. Shakol Eluf, Tidu Shtei Kinim, because each one of these ladies lost two kinim, like we just explained, one with the Halicha and one with the Chazara. And the Mepharshim, they actually ask on this, that the third one was left with one kan, we said. But Hari Mikivan She'en L'Shniya Klum, since we just said that the second lady is left with nothing, so Afshel Ahakav Lo Shtei Kinim, the third lady should really be able to bring not just one kan, but two kinim. Because even though we're concerned that Shema HaGazal, maybe the birds that flew from her, those were her very birds. Nevertheless, Hari Gozel Echad Parach L'Shniya, one bird flew off to the second. Once the second lady is not being makar of any of them anymore, so then we don't have this concern anymore. That Shema Yakrivu Es HaGazalos, maybe the birds, there'll be two birds brought as a chatas, or two birds brought as an ola. We don't have that concern anymore. Because the second lady is not bringing anything. And if so, Lomelo Nemar, why don't we say the third one should have two kinim and not just one kan? It's a good question. And the Ozo Kusha, this very question we can ask also with regards to the second lady. That if they ma have see the Chazira kan shnia, why with the Chazira is she losing her second kan? Haleparach Aza Gozel mi mena l'kan rishona. The bird left from her then to the first lady. V'kivash in makrivim mishel rishona klum, since the first lady is not bringing anything, so there's no more concern. That maybe two of the birds that flew off from her are going to be brought both as a chatas or both as an ola. No, that concern's not there anymore. V'imkin, hari afshel ahakav l'shniya, the second lady should be able to bring one kan. And why are we stating that the second lady cannot bring anything at all? And lakach, mashivim, and farshim respond like this. That the hoyel ubikineim shel sharan hashem, since the kineim of the rest of the women, from the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh lady, nifsalos, they all received a psul of two kinim each, one with the Alicha, one with the Chazara. So the Chamor goes there, that even the Kinim of the third and the second, Yiyu Nifsal Shtekin, they should also lose two Kinim, one with the Alicha, one with the Chazara. So, pretty simple answer. However, B'Shvi is the seventh lady, O Nifsala Ela Kan Achas. She only has one Kan that became possible, not two. Why? Levish Leparach Mi Kinea Ela Gozal Echad Blavad. Because only one bird flew off from her Kinea, from her Kinim. Shechazan and Menel, she should have returned to the sixth lady. And this is what the Mishnah says, that Hashviyas Yeshla Shesh, she'll still have six. Six kinim to be brought for Hakrava. She'll have Sida Ela Kan Achas. She's only losing one kan with the Chazir, with the Chazara, that it goes from it to the sixth, but it's not going to lose two kinim. And the Mishnah goes on, Parach V'Chazar. So now round two. And here, we're not discussing where the bird left from the first to the second, from the second to the third, because the first and second lady, they already have nothing left. I mean, they still have their birds, but their birds, their din is yamusu. They have to be put to death. And if one of their birds, taka, were to fly off to the other birds and get mixed up, then they'd all have to be put to death. And we'll touch upon this at the end of the Mishnah. So here, round two, is where the birds start off from the third lady. They go from the third to the fourth, from the fourth to the fifth, from the fifth to the sixth, from the sixth to the seventh, and then chazar parach. Then the bird goes from the seventh to the sixth, from the sixth to the fifth, to the fifth to the fifth, to the fifth to the fourth, and from the fourth to the third. So posel, the bird is going to posel now, echad balicha, say one as it departs, of echad bachazira, say one as it returns, it'll posel a bird from where it left from, just like we had in the previous case. Nimsa comes out, hashlishis, the third lady that has now left just one kan, so varvias, and the fourth lady that has now left two kinim, ein lem klum. Now they've got nothing, like the din of the first and the second in round one. Hacham, she's the fifth lady that has three, Yesh l'acha, she'll have one kan, because she loses now two kinim, one with the halicha of the bird, the second time around, from it to the sixth, and one with the chazara of the bird, when it left from it to the fourth. Hashisha, the sixth lady, they had four kinim, yesh l'shtam, she's got two kinim now. Hashvir, the seventh lady, they had six, yesh l'chamesh, she'll have five. Five kinim shares, five kinim that are left over. Because Shaloi have Sida Ela Kan Achas, because she's only losing one Kan with the Chazara, Mimena from it going to the sixth lady. And the reason with all this is, like we explained earlier, we're concerned, Shema HaGazolos, maybe the birds, Shepochu V'Chazu, that are departing and returning, uparchu b'shtei apavim, and this occurs two times, mikol achas, and from each one of them, they are mihein gozelos mishel akinim asvam, they are the birds from the very owners, from those very kinim. V'kivin shekol gozel aparech, since each bird that flies off, it passes one keneged it, comes out the third and fourth, now lost all their kinim. The fifth is nifsula arba, she has four that are nifsal, she's only left with one now. The sixth has four that are nifsal, she's only left with two now. The seventh, nifsula, she has two that became pasul. Shalei parchu mimena ela shnei gadolos b'vai, because she only had two that left from her. Echad b'chazir, one that left b'harishona in the first round, and one that left in the second round. Now what happens, parach b'chazir, a third round, parach shuv gadol from that, from the fifth to the sixth, from the sixth to the seventh. And then, again, chazir parach from the seventh to the sixth, and from the sixth to the fifth. So posel, this bird that's flying off will pass now the third time around. Echad b'alichasayiv, echad b'chazirasayiv. One as it departs, and one as it returns, it'll pass one from the place that it left from. Comes out hachamishus v'hashishus, the fifth and sixth lady. Now elam klum, they've got nothing left. Like the din of the first and second in round one, or like the din of the third and fourth in round two. Hashviyas yeshla arba, and the seventh one will have four kinim left, because she loses now three kinim with these three chazaros. The Yesh Arim say that the Shvi is the seventh lady, while you see the Klum, she loses nothing with the Prich and the Chazar of the third round. And she'll have five Kinim like she started off in the beginning of this round. Why? Because since now there's no more Kinim left from the other ladies, Shehoil v'shar kal Kinim Psulos, the sixth, the fifth, everybody else, all the Kinim are Pasul. So it comes out, there's no concern, Shema Goizel, lest this bird be brought as an Ola or as a Chatas. We're not concerned anymore. And therefore, Ein ha-gozel pareach, the bird that flew off, will not passel one connected it. And therefore she'll be left with five, not four. And in truth, it's as far to say that for this very reason, she should be permitted to bring all of her seven kinim. It says the lashon of the Mishnah is not mashma like this. And then lastly, v'im parach, if one bird were to fly off, mibein ha-mesos, from the group of kinim that had the din to be put to death, likulam, to all the other kinim that had the din to be brought properly, nare kulam, yibusim, all have to be put to death. Shekulan, Nifsul, they all become puzzle, Machas, this one bird that flew off into their group. And let's just do Mishnah Dala, it's a brief Mishnah. Kan Stuma, you have a Kan Stuma, where the Bailam did not stipulate at the time of the Lakicha which bird is the Chatas, which bird is the Yola. And the Kan Mavreshes, you have a Kan Mavreshes, where the Bailam did stipulate which bird is the Chatas, which bird is the Yola. Parach, if one bird flew off, Min Hastuma into the Mavreshes, and now the three birds are mixed up, and you don't know from the Mavreshes which is the Chalas, which is the Ola. So Yigach Zog L'Sheni, you could take a new bird for the bird that's left in the Kan Stuma, because the three in the mixture, they all have to be put to death. And we learned already in Mishnah Aleph, in Parach Gozel Mikan Stuma, if a bird flies from the Kan Stuma amongst the Mesos, you could just take a new bird for that bird. Now Chazar, if the bird returns, Gozel Minataruvas from the mixture, El HaGozel Shadisha B'Kan Stuma goes back to the Kan Stuma, Aisha Parach Min HaMefreshes Rishon, or Shebetchila initially, the bird flew off from the Kan HaMefreshes to the Kan Stuma, and you don't know if the bird that flew off was the Chalas or was the Ola, Hare Kulan Yemusu, they all have to be put to death, Shebein B'Kan HaStuma, Ubei B'Kan HaMefreshes, Ein Yidua, you don't know which is the Chalas, which is the Ola, they all have to be put to death.